Mostly clear skies and sunshine and 43 degrees your current temperature here this morning in Atlantic, looking for a high near 70 today under sunny skies. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. In the latest local news brought to you here this morning on KJAN this 8 o'clock hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. An official says two bridges in southwestern Iowa's Cass County need to be restricted or closed. Cass County Engineer Charles Marker says an annual bridge inspection revealed that one bridge near Messina and another near Montgomery County line have been crumbling foundations. Marker says that damage to the bridge located southwest of Messina must be closed until it can be replaced. He hopes to expedite its replacement, which had originally been slated for next year. Marker says deterioration noted at the second bridge doesn't necessitate its closure. Instead, he says it can be signaled as a one-way bridge and remain open. He said Wednesday that plans to repair both bridges are underway, but action needed to be taken in the meantime. In other local news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Villisca man after a traffic stop late Friday night. At approximately 11:52 p.m., deputies arrested 33-year-old John Dolph at the intersection of Highway 34 and P Avenue. Dolph was arrested on a valid Taylor County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of fraud and driving while suspended with 5 withdrawals in effect. Dolph was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $300 bond. Red Oak Police responded to a call of a suspicious vehicle in the 1900 block of Ironwood Avenue and upon arrival found a 2001 GMC Sierra K1500 high-centered on a private drive. The vehicle was owned and operated by 20-year-old Austin Wayne Hale of Red Oak, and officers determined he was traveling eastbound on Highway 34 and turned northbound onto Ironwood Road. As he turned, Hale accelerated to sway the vehicle intentionally and lost control and went into the east ditch. He then attempted to drive out of the ditch and up the private drive, becoming high-centered on the driveway. Hale was taken to Montgomery County Memorial Hospital for medical evaluation. Officers found an open container of alcohol in the vehicle, and Hale was cited and released for the open container and careless driving. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a 27-year-old Red Oak man, Jacob Nathaniel Forward, was arrested at approximately 7:05 p.m. on Friday. Forward was arrested at the intersection of North 8th Street and East Elm Street in Red Oak and charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. After being booked in, Forward was charged in a further incident after it was discovered he was in possession of stolen property. He was charged by Red Oak Police in this incident with possession of stolen property and held on $300 cash bond. Governor Terry Branstad has signed a bill that says Iowa schools can start the academic year no earlier than August 23rd. Branstad signed the legislation into law on Friday. The bill represented a middle ground between those seeking to give school districts total control over their calendars and others, including Branstad, who argued that early start dates hurt tourism. Under the legislation, schools could start no sooner than August 23rd, though some school districts with year-round calendars would be exempt from the new rules. The bill excludes high schools from seeking such exemptions. The state announced plans late last year to stop issuing automatic waivers to allow districts to bypass the previous start date rules. Those in Iowa planning a road trip through the southwestern part of the state should prepare for delays due to road construction. Des Moines television station KCCI reports that 4 lanes of Interstate 35 will be cut to 2 lanes starting on Thursday. The construction area will run from just south of Iowa Highway 2 interchange to just north of the Decatur County Road J14 interchange. The $16.65 million project is expected to be completed by late summer. More information about this summer's road construction projects can be found at 511ia.org or by calling 511 within Iowa. 7 nonprofit groups or agencies in Audubon County were awarded checks on Friday amounting to $103,866 from the Audubon County Community Foundation. ACCF Chair Brett Erlmeyer presented the checks to representatives of the groups or organizations. The grant recipients and their projects included the Audubon Chamber of Commerce awarded $7,500 for an LED sign for the John James Audubon City Park, Audubon Community School receiving $7,500 for funds for lights around the track for public walking in early morning and evening, Audubon County Early Childhood Organization received $27,122 to expand child care center at the Friendship Home. Audubon Recreation Foundation received $27,122 for funding for construction of a recreation center. And the Exira Community Club received the same amount for renovations and upgrades at the Exira Rec Center. The Exira Lions Club received $2,500 for tables and chairs for the serving area. And the Exira Park Committee and City of Exira received $5,000 for the Exira Flood Memorial Park signage and walkway improvements. All grantees met the criteria as Audubon County nonprofit agencies or organizations with charitable missions in the areas of civic, cultural, health, education, and social services. Only organizations providing services in Audubon County were eligible. The Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund has donated $1,000 to the Atlantic Parent Teacher Organization. Fund spokesperson Melanie Petty says the money is to help the PTO with their final phase of purchasing new computers for Washington School. The mini iPads will be used for research, reading skills, Iowa Core programs, and 21st Century programs. The fund also donated $5,000 to the Atlantic Little League for a new playground the group is adding this spring. The Atlantic Police Department reports five people were arrested on Thursday. Among them, 29-year-old Summer Cole of Atlantic, who was taken into custody on a Cass County warrant for a controlled substance violation. Four other people were arrested on theft charges, 20-year-old Heidi Murphy and 22-year-old Drew Gannon, both of Missouri Valley, were charged with fourth-degree theft. 31-year-old James Riggle of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of theft in the fifth degree, and 34-year-old Dennis Riggle Jr. of Atlantic was arrested for theft in the second degree and ongoing criminal conduct. Each of those individuals were booked into the Cass County Jail. Legislation aimed at expanding high-speed internet in Iowa continues to move forward this session, though lawmakers agree there will be some changes to the bill. The House Ways and Means Committee voted unanimously on Thursday for a bill that would create a 10-year property tax relief program for service providers that add infrastructure for broadband, also known as high-speed internet. It now heads to the full House. The bill would create a grant program funded with federal and private money. It originally had $5 million in state dollars, but that was stripped away earlier in the session after some lawmakers expressed concern about its sustainability. A similar bill is being considered in the Senate. Lawmakers overseeing both bills say they expect to align the legislation and make some changes. And now taking a look at world headlines here this hour, the handshake was just the preliminary to a much-anticipated meeting today between President Barack Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro at the Summit of the Americas in Panama City. It's hoped the meeting could signal the beginning of the end of the generations of distrust between the U.S. and Cuba as the two countries attempt to normalize relations. There's no formal meeting scheduled, but White House officials indicate that a substantive conversation is likely. San Francisco police are searching for armed robbers who struck and killed one pedestrian and injured another while fleeing police. Officers tried to stop the stolen car moments after a robbery last night in San Francisco's upscale Nob Hill neighborhood, but it sped off and struck a woman in a crosswalk, fatally injuring her. The car hit a second pedestrian several blocks later and then crashed into a parked car before getting away from police. The car was later found abandoned near the Bay Bridge. The FBI has joined the investigation in the videotape beating of a suspect by a group of Southern California deputies. San Bernardino County Sheriff John McMahon said the video disturbed and troubled him and appeared to show an excessive use of force. A suspect who fell from an allegedly stolen horse was punched and kicked in the head and groin after a stun gun was used. The encounter involving 10 deputies was recorded by a TV news helicopter. Mourners are expected to pay final respects today at the funeral of Walter Scott, the 50-year-old black driver who was fatally shot by a white police officer after fleeing a traffic stop in North Charleston, South Carolina. A steady stream of people gathered yesterday afternoon at Scott's wake in Somerville. The officer is charged with murder and has been fired. The incident was videotaped by a citizen. Tiny Fairdale in northern Illinois has no village government, no school, no cable TV, and no major businesses. Residents get to find out today whether there's anything at all left of their town after the rural hamlet was nearly leveled by a deadly twister Thursday that killed two women. And now taking a look at your funeral announcements this morning. Melvin L. Hodge, age 88, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. Funeral services for Melvin Hodge will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marney. Roland Funeral Service Atlantic handling the arrangements. Philip James Cullen, age 79, of Wyota, died March 26th at the Arizona Regional Hospital in Arizona. A mass of Christian burial service for Phil Cullen will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Arthur Arter, age 82, of Adair, died on April 3rd at the Iowa Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Arthur Arter will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. in the United Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair is handling the arrangements. Jean Marie Stahl, age 61, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Jean Stahl will be held today at 1 p.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dennis Eugene Hine, age 69, of Des Moines and formerly of Guthrie Center, died April the 9th, this Thursday, at Iowa Lutheran Hospital in Des Moines. And funeral services for Dennis Hine will be held on Monday, April 13th at 10:30 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Jackie Stein, age 52, of Atlantic, died on Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. A prayer service for Jackie Stein will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bernal G. Gregerson, age 83, of Walnut, died Tuesday in Griswold. Funeral services for Bernal Gregerson will be held on Monday at 1 p.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has arrangements. William Bill Overturf, age 71, of Anita and formerly of Adair, died on Monday at the Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab Center in Anita. Services for Bill Overturf will be held at a later date. A visitation with the family will take place from 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Diane Geraldine Kesters, age 53, of Erling, died on Wednesday at her home. Funeral services, a mass of Christian burial for Diane Kesters, will be held on Saturday, April 18th at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. The Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Skip Christensen, age 78, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Per his request, no services will be held for Skip Christensen. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is assisting family with arrangements. And Tim Fay, age 67, of Corning, died Tuesday at home. Services for Tim Fay are pending at the Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning. That's a look at the latest funeral announcements and news here this 8 o'clock hour on KJAN. News was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.